Senior on the Board of Listers.
I'm Angela McDonald.
Robert Vickery.
Carrie Barrows.
And Andrew French, I'm the Assistant Assessor.
And Bob is our assessor, so he'll explain the process to you.
Okay.
So you get 50 minutes, so you have roughly 10 minutes or so to say what you think the value should be and why. Then we'll have 5 minutes for the listeners to ask any questions, have a discussion about it. They will deliberate, come up with a decision, and then resolve their grievance notice and mail to you 14 days after the close of the hearings.
Okay.
And the notice could be increased, stay the same or decrease.
Okay.
Right,
so, and you're Maria?
I am Maria.
Okay.
Yes, unfortunately, my husband is out of town. Normally, he would be doing this, or at least doing most of the speaking, so.
That's all right.
So the value seems substantially higher than market value. Starting with just kind of those typical third party lists like Zillow and Redfin. Zillow is at, I think, $993. Redfin is at $843, I think.
Yes.
And, I know that there have been several very high sales in our neighborhood, but our house really isn't comparable to them. It was the first house built in the neighborhood as a spec house, so it's all builder grade. No real renovations have been done, so it's original bathrooms, original kitchen, original roof, HVAC, all the comps have been newer, or a good number of them, I think, are newer custom homes, and our house isn't that. So I think that's why the market value certainly is not 1.17 at this point. And then the other thing is the land value seems to be what's really skewed. I think a recent plot in the neighborhood with views, which we do not have any views, sold for $275, and our land value is assessed at $628, which just seems completely out of line with the current market. I understand that raw land is a little bit less, but this just seems very skewed. And I was kind of poking through some other properties in the neighborhood, those assessments, and I saw one other one that is three times as big of a lot at 100 Mariner Heights. He's on 1.25 acres, and his appraised land value with beautiful lake views and Mount Mansfield and Camel's Hump is valued at $544 compared to $628 for a third of the size with no views. And then additionally, I noticed, I don't know what all these codes mean in terms of the land value, but his neighborhood code was 85 and ours is 100. His neighborhood adjustment was 1.75.
That.
Oh, okay.
That would be, for whatever reason, that one was missed. It should have had the same neighborhood code as yours.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't click through all of them, but it seemed like that was definitely an inconsistency.
In our review, we caught that.
Okay. So just seeing some of the recent sales for land only to have our value, which is not a large plot of land and does not have any views at all, it just seems very out of line with actual market conditions. So I think that's all I've got.
Good.
So I'll keep it shorter than
very thorough.
The 10 minutes. But
do you still have your solar panels?
Yes, there are solar panels on the roof.
What were the questions you had on the card? Just what the neighborhood is that?
Well, that was one of the differences.
Oh, just the difference. Yeah,
between,
okay.
Like, I wasn't sure if different houses in the neighborhood were getting different adjustments and different what codes. That was based
yeah.
on.
Yeah, they can be the neighborhood adjustment boundaries. The neighborhoods are set by us, but in general, people who are right next to you should all be the same neighborhood code.
Okay.
And then depending on a couple different factors of the neighborhood, you know, higher or lower, mm-hmm. that affects your adjustment. So I believe 50 or 60 is kind of like the baseline. If it's higher, it means it's a nicer neighborhood. Lower, it could be lower. So you should be consistent with your neighbors.
Okay.
So you were right to see that and wonder why.
So we'll deliberate.
Okay.
All this. And then, unfortunately, you won't get any numbers from us until July.
Okay.
Within 14 days of the July 8th deadline, will be hearings. And then the letter that you'll get in July will explain the next part of the process if you still wish to appeal further.
Okay. Sounds good. So I am done here for
good.
Today?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
The only thing you should know is that the grant list is being published and the information on it isn't going to have the most recent changes.
Okay. It will be this on what we're setting now.
Right.
But that could change with deliberations, and in that case you get it updated.
Okay.
We will communicate to say what the change is.
And are groups of people coming in together as well, or is everything
individual
properties?
All individual.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Great. Well,
thank
busy.
You.
Thank you for your time and consideration. I'm sure you guys are busy.
Yes,
we are.
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Day.
Thanks.